Land use plan. Everyone is present except for Craig Galbraith, Vice Chair Craig Galbraith, who's going to try to call in if he can. And tonight we will be discussing Chapter 4, Analysis of Community Facilities.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We'll go ahead and get started.
Is it me or the screen? Where's the slide? I'm teasing.
No.
No, we don't.
Yes, so that's an error. We're good on the vision statement until you, unless we need to change it again in the final draft. But primarily, we're here to discuss Chapter 4, and then you'll get the last two chapters this evening before we close, and then we can discuss next meeting date. But at the close of the meeting today, you will have in your hands, you know, a full, complete draft, and we'll talk a little bit about how we'll handle. We've got the comments from chapters 1 through 4 that we'll incorporate and get to you next meeting, and then we'll talk a little bit about logistics.
We have the next meeting prior, after the public input meeting?
I think that's a, you know, usually, and this is, you jump the gun, but usually what we'll do is, once the plan's been recommended for approval by the planning board, we'll have another public workshop. That one is not a facilitated, that's a sort of a public open house. Folks can come and ask us questions at their, sort of at their discretion. We'll have a couple hours that we're here. And now obviously that's typically what we do, we can change that. But that allows for anybody that wants to come and ask us questions individually, see the plan, talk about what's going on, to come through at any point during, you know, 5 to 7 or 5 to 6:30 or what have you.
So, Wes.
Yes, sir.
We're at the community facilities analysis.
That's been given, that was given to you in the last meeting, and then today you'll get land use and growth management.
And did I understand you to say that those are the last chapters?
Yes, sir.
So we'll talk about that in January.
Yes, sir.
And then does that mean February? So you've got your timeline there, I see, okay.
Yes, so it's sort of, you know, what we also like to do is you'll get these chapters and, you know, it's not required, but if folks, the chapters that you get this evening can provide us comments in advance of the meeting, our next meeting, we can also be prepared to show up with revised copies so that when we were to meet in February, we're making progress. But we can sort all that out.
Do you go to Planning Board and DCM before you have your second public hearing or after your second public hearing?
Typically after. But it's...
Is that flipped around up there?
The draft plan would get recommended out of Planning Board, and then once the Planning Board's recommended it for approval, meaning both this advisory committee and the Planning Board feel that they're comfortable with it, then we shop it as an open house prior to when it eventually gets to council once we get the document back from DCM.
So, Planning Board recommendation, this committee's input, Planning Board recommendation, and then DCM, and then the second public hearing?
We would do the workshop during the Division of Coastal Management. It goes to their district
planner.
They take
a while.
They take forever.
They don't make a lot of changes, do they?
They do not. I have not had... the only comment that I have ever gotten is the same one. You know, I encourage the community to consider changing some of their mays or wills to should or to shall. But that's not their decision. That's you guys' decision. If you don't want it to be a shall, there's a reason why it says may and vice versa. So,
can I ask one more question?
Yes, sir.
John and I were at a CRC meeting for a variance, and I wasn't paying attention, but it caught my eye. A lot of NCAC text amendments regarding beach management plans as being part of a CAMA land use plan, or do you know anything about beach maintenance plans?
Some beach management plans, they're typically not included, and they may come into play for a variance, I guess, if it has to do with.
It was the second. It was a different agenda item, but it seemed like that was a requirement that's coming down the line. I didn't know if it was in this or if we have a separate one.
This would not be. This would be a separate item. These are. This goes by NCAC. It's 7H and 7B specifically that outlines the land use planning process. We can look into that, but the beach management plans are typically something that...
Standalone?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
But that's a good question. So, I mean, since we're talking about all this, is are folks generally comfortable with that series of events? We kind of have to throw our hands up and wait for it. When it goes to Division of Coastal Management, it's an interagency review. Division of Coastal Management, the district planner, looks to make sure that we've met all the requirements of their 7B requirements for this plan to qualify as a CAMA plan. He doesn't necessarily say, you know, I don't like the way this map looks, you know, or something like that. And then it goes to other agencies for any particular comments, of which I've never received any in my years of doing this. Once we get that back, we can get it scheduled for adoption.
So we need to get that to the P&Z early to answer that on time to review.
I feel like we're...
But it needs to be handled in one meeting with them.
If we get to a position where, based on legal counsel's opinion, that there is a concern... from a timeline standpoint, that we're not going to meet the 160D deadline, the town can locally adopt the plan prior to getting it back from Division of Coastal Management.
As I said once before, I'm not concerned about that deadline because we have a plan.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure.
And we don't need to spend time on it now, but I do, to me, the path forward is confusing. PZC is not going to be able to receive this, digest it, and spit it back out in one meeting. It's too comprehensive.
Yep. And so
that's what they get paid for.
That's what they get the big bucks for.
So we are happy to go spend as long as we need to spend with P&Z, and of course also the council. We're not going to say you have 1 month to do this.
Now council, it might go through there pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So,
but I can see PZC taking two meetings.
We can keep in mind also that the chairman and Mr. Tony are already on the here committee. Too, and already on the committee.
We'll expect them to wrangle it through.
Yeah. So it's only a few hours.
And we could do a work session.
Yeah.
That would probably be it.
Yeah. Do a special meeting for a work session.
So once, our goal is to move this out of this committee when you all are comfortable, whether, depending on what meeting that is, next meeting or February meeting, and from there we'll work on getting the document in P&Z's hands.
Okay, right on.
All right.
Did you break that?
No, I hit it with the chaff.
I'm going to have to be waterproof.
So the primary reason, the goal of this meeting is really to review Chapter 4, which is the analysis of community facilities that was provided at our last meeting. I think it looks like everybody's got their document. So with that, I will turn it over to you all for general questions, and then we can kind of go through this page by page. Is there general questions about this chapter?
I had some questions about how we address overdevelopment of our, because other jurisdictions are drawing from the same aquifer, and how we protect ourselves against saltwater intrusion. And even with the port having a request to deepen the navigational channel, we could, their experts say that overdevelopment is what causes the saltwater to get into the thing. So, you know, make sure we address that somewhere. And I don't know how everybody else, I think that's a key.
Well, you look at the development that Carolina Beach has approved, what Brunswick County's doing tonight,
yeah,
or next week.
It really scares us because we don't.
The northern part of
Carolina
County.
Beach on the same wells?
Yes. No, same aquifer.
Aquifer, not well system. No.
And all of Brunswick County, they're pumping out of the same aquifer.
No, Brunswick County is, there are a isolated bit of areas that are aquifer, but they're primarily surface water. They're pulling out of the Cape Fear River from
the west. Well, the south end down at south from Southport, and their plant over that way is pulling out of the same aquifer.
Correct, but yeah, there's a lot that's surface water.
Yeah.
But then the deepening's been allocated the money, but they have to go through all the environmental stuff to deepen the channel.
The military people stop them.
No, they haven't. They're not a key component.
Yeah. They're not keen on it.
Also, too, as our population, on-season population grows, do we need to look at... And maybe this is more of a question for the fire chief than it is for, but we need to have some idea that we have the water capacity in a fire situation.
Fire suppression.
And for fire suppression, correct. And does that mean we need another tank? Do we need to do something to make sure we're covered during those peak use times? So it doesn't make a lot of sense to put a water tank up. We only need it for 10, 12 weeks out of the year. But we need to address that at some point.
If that's something, I mean, typically what local governments do is they have engineering studies, and they'll do fire flow tests and so on and so forth, and there'll be some scenarios that they can put forth with that as a recommendation.
You know, the scary part is if, you know, we get a fire like Surf City got, or who just had a fire, Baldhead got, and, you know, it could.
Yes, we've had some of our beach communities have also found themselves in legal trouble because they were negligent, and they knew that they needed additional capacity and fire suppression, but they did not want to provide it because they felt like it was going to create more growth.
Somewhere in there you mentioned two additional wells. Does that factor into it? Seems like you, if I remember correctly, there is a reference to some... Yeah, two other wells someplace.
Don't we have a couple wells that are offline from use them if we needed them to fill?
But and John, I don't know your comments on this, if you have a comment on this, but it's a little more complicated sometimes than just having the well. And I'm not an engineer that does fire flow tests, but I think that's... hadn't done one of those.
Yeah, I mean, that's all taken into account with our SO certification, which dropped to a 2. Which
unheard of.
We'll never get better than that.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But yeah, I mean, that's the first phone call we make is to Public Works to turn on our extra wells when we have a working structure fire, which is SOP.
Okay.
Well, given Mr. Oliver's your comment about negligence, maybe page 4-3 needs to reference those emergency wells, not just with respect to peak population, but include fire suppression in that on top of 4-3.
I did make a note somewhere that, I mean, do you think we need to... Do we need to have a statement that or a policy that we should know what to do if we have a saltwater intrusion? What's going to be our game plan if we have it?
What is the game plan?
Oh.
Say we're going to tie into Cape Fear Public Utility, and then we all resign.
But, I mean, if that happens, that's going to be our only option, really. So we need to, we don't need to stick our head in the sand when it comes to the possibility of having saltwater intrusion. It might not happen in our lifetime, but it's going to happen at some point.
Well, Matsu and their land use plan recommended that we have an action plan for that, and in case something goes south in Carolina Beach.
That's by our water from sanitary, what's the North Brunswick Sanitary District's new RO plan.
Put a pipe across the river?
It's an interesting concept. So we have, do we have some water towers as well in this town? You got one water tower?
We got two water tanks.
And is that part of the distribution system, or is that a storage system, or is that a backup system?
I think it's all of the above, really. I mean, John, correct me if I'm wrong, but we had that fire down at Ocean Dunes. That's when we really realized we need to detonate.
Storage and water pressure is what it
was. Yeah. On the south end, we didn't have the water pressure. The other tank's right up here.
That's the purpose of the elevated tanks, the water pressure, okay. Primarily.
So
that's when we put the one the south end of it.
Does the town treat their own water?
We do. When it comes out of the ground with a well, you just basically chlorine to the state standard since it's well water.
So basically, a secondary plan would be either you pipe up to Cape Fear or build your own plant.
Yeah. And what you going to do in the meantime when you don't have a pipe coming across anywhere?
Well, I think, probably the strategy of putting something together, for that, and it's not like it's a huge facility. It's just, built, several water plants for small municipalities. And other than getting the regulations from the state and, basically the operators, have to be certified and stuff like that, it's not a huge deal breaker.
No. But having we don't have the land, there's a lot of factors that goes into
the land. Well, it's relatively a small facility for water treatment, and it's getting the water supply is the other part.
Yeah, it is a small area for its situs, but you're right. You have to figure out how to where the source of water is.
Well, it's either pulling it from the...
You can pull it from the river, and RO will get rid of the PFAS. But there's also the, you're going to have to apply for permits and expect legal challenges to that and all that kind of stuff. It all happened up in the northern end of Brunswick County. Yeah. But that's a great point, because I never thought about that. What would you do?
Should we start then on one and sort of go through this page one? Any questions on page?
I got a question on page one.
Yes, sir.
Did you leave off solid waste management because that's by contract? I assume it's by contract.
It's typically something that doesn't necessarily get addressed in terms of community facilities, but something that we could add. These are usually things that because there tends to be a fluctuation oftentimes and that can be a politicized decision.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering.
Question. Anything else on one?
Before we leave the table, figure 4.1, is some of that infrastructure, I'm going to ask this question when we get to it, mm-hmm. Is that Am I seeing in the figure some place placement of water lines within the buffer zone? Is that what that is?
Yes, sir.
As you mentioned,
there's a main and that encroaches into the buffer zone.
Because at one point you mentioned utility infrastructure in the buffer. I assume that's this and the ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll get to that. I don't mean to jump ahead. I was just curious.
Yes, the stormwater system in particular we mentioned.
So anything on 4.2 or 4.3 with anybody? Four or five, those are the ditches in the buffer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And we sort of spoke with Commissioner Whitley about how best to word mention of you know, facilities and Matsu and so forth.
Generic as possible.
Yes.
The town automated their water meters, right? But it's still, is it a ride by or is it a manual walk through?
It's ride by, right?
Yeah, it's ride by.
Ride by, okay.
Yeah. And honestly, they can read most of the town from the parking lot at the public works facility.
Okay.
So
that's good. And you do yearly sampling for accuracy?
Yeah, all that is done through, and we do have certified operators that are doing those and submitting those tests to the state.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, it's basically accuracy. You know, you do a sampling of, you know,
yeah.
10%.
Yeah.
And what about on the supply water? Does the town do any type of leak detection? Meaning that you have a certain amount of water that you have available, and you put it in distribution, in through leaks and whatever, you know, you could lose some.
Right. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
Because you're paying to treat and provide X amount of water for a cost, and it gets to distribution, you charge it, but you lose it in between. So
yeah, I would be remiss to say we don't have some of that, some loss.
Uh-huh.
But then we have loss from flushing fire hydrants and
true
lines and stuff like that
that's
too.
That's so a known loss. Though.
Yeah, that's a known loss.
But the unknown loss, you know,
it's from leaks and stuff. Yeah, we absolutely have that.
Had a small municipality in Kentucky is working with, and they were almost ready to privatize on the water. So we looked at their leak. They were producing X amount of water and losing 80% before it got distribution. So they lost 80%,
yeah,
and they were getting revenue of 20%. So, you know, not knowing sometimes it could be kind of eye-opening for small towns.
We get a report every month in our agenda that shows what the amount of water that's treated and the amount of water that's used, don't we? Doesn't it say that in his report?
I think
Jimmy's
so.
Jim.
Yeah, pretty sure.
So we get that on a monthly basis.
So you can always, you know, the delta between.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wes got a purely editorial mm-hmm. comment on 4.6.
Okay.
In Snow's Cut Bridge, you abbreviate average annual daily traffic. You got your AADT there. And then down in traffic counts, you do it again. I think it flows better if you just eliminate the first sentence of the traffic counts paragraph.
Under traffic counts?
Yep.
Got it.
Since you already introduced the acronym above. I I got a question on 4.7. Mm-hmm. STI, is that statutory? Is there a statute for that?
I don't know it. I don't know it off the top of my head, but that was the new procedure in which projects compete for funding.
I mean, it's either got to be a GS or an NCAC, right?
Yes, that was the McCrory administration was modified the way that projects compete for funds. I'm not sure. It's probably codified. It's got to be codified somewhere.
That's the first time I heard of that. That was interesting. I enjoyed this chapter. I learned a whole lot about Fury Beach that I didn't know, even though I've been here for a while.
On 4.7, that description there in that first table 4.2, mm-hmm. that first that's in blue, mm-hmm. we received a CRSSAA.
Yeah, that happened since we gave you that.
Yeah, okay. Since you gave, so we did receive a grant to do,
you did?
To do those. We got $359,000.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we should identify that that's been funded.
And that's going to take care of the entire project?
No. It was not the entire amount that we requested, but we'll know more.
The match on that was real favorable, wasn't it? Yeah, real favorable.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What was that for?
Interchange improvements at Fort Fisher and K. Crosswalks and signage and everything. It was a special coronavirus recovery. It was a nice long
name.
Six-letter acronym. And we hadn't even got, it's federal money, so we hadn't even got close to starting on anything on it, but we're
getting. Do we have a
10-year
completion deadline?
Yeah, we got, so you can tell you federal money, they give you 10 years to complete the project.
All right, are we on to 8 and 9?
We are currently working on a bicycle pedestrian plan. Mm-hmm. That we've had our charrettes and all that good stuff, so we could be getting a draft and make sure I forward y'all a copy of the draft when we distribute the draft.
That would be great. And I think we do make mention of that.
Do I remember anything about that being funded as well?
Yes, 100%.
So does that need to be mentioned?
I don't know if it. I don't know, but
we did mention it's on 4.8.
We mentioned the grant.
It was a WMPO grant that they were doing for smaller municipalities. Yeah. On fire and EMS services, mm-hmm. Our department is transitioning more away from volunteers, mm-hmm. more towards full-time. I mean, we've added more, I think, correct me, John, we got three people on every shift now, three full-time on every
four
shift.
Four, it's three. Three.
So, and we're depending, a lot of our long-time volunteers are aging out, so that's putting more of a need for us and the demands of EMS and that type of thing. So I'll make that statement. I don't know if you need that in there somewhere.
We can add a sentence that the department is in the process of transitioning away from volunteer to more full-time.
Yeah, we're still going to always have volunteers, but we're not, is that correct, saying not depending on them as much?
Well, they're dependent on a lot.
A lot, but not on the initial.
It's not the choice of the fire department, but that is the way fire departments are transitioning, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very inspirational.
Ooh, pretty.
Very inspirational.
All right, are we on to...
On 4-9, we're looking at developing some green space in Curry Beach and protecting that green space. I know that's always been part of the plan is to do that, but we're talking more about that now.
When you mentioned talking, I mean, is that part of the plan or is it kind of
Additional park?
Adding additional park?
Yeah, of actually doing that, yeah.
Have you got something identified or?
Yeah, we don't have one
kind
really.
Kind of, we're just looking at all the areas.
And we're looking at all the areas, but that will be an emphasis for the.
I could set false hopes.
You talking about Sandman?
I was hoping we'd avoid that word.
I mean, where else would it be?
I know, unless we were going to buy some property. And that's a topic for discussion at our next year's planning retreat and that type of thing. It might not go anywhere, but we are.
We'll get lost through that.
Like we need some bocce ball courts out there.
Yeah.
So is the idea just
GoFundMe pickleball courts?
Is the identified need more for like passive or active, any particular type of facility?
Yes.
But
however you want to state it for us, we are.
Town continues to actively consider.
Yeah,
we've got a policy where possible, town shall work to improve recreational opportunities. But we do also have a recommended action here. This is all the way on 418 to update the town's Parks and Recreation Master Plan. Okay.
Or develop a Parks and Recreation Master Plan. I don't guess we have one.
I thought, for some reason,
there was an old one that had been created for like a part of grant or something. I don't know.
Alan would know.
I don't think I've seen it, but it's not there.
We'll put develop.
Yeah.
I think it's. All right. We go into 10 and 11.
You said 20 public beach accesses. I think we did signage for 22, though, on SLAP committee. Maybe it's 21.
Did you do some extra just for signage?
No, I mean, we ordered 20 additional signs.
Well, maybe we need to double check our.
Yeah, we need to count our beach access. You know, happen to know how many there are?
I can't ever keep that straight.
I can't either. It's 20, 21, or 22, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we have 20 identified in the table here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on, we had had some emails about that.
It's on our website. That's what I was thinking.
Website probably says 19.
For 24.
Policies 14 and 15.
In these policies, do we need our community doing landscape standards that encourage conservation?
Like Xeric landscaping, things of that nature. That's something that if you feel like is.
We could add it with indigenous plants.
It just gives us teeth when somebody comes in and is complaining about the water bill when they're.
Watering their plants?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think we could add, I mean, is there something that you feel like it would be useful to have a short, you know, brochure or something that the town prepared on Xeric landscaping? Or I guess probably the cooperative extension probably has.
What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, that'll help.
We can put in a policy here that the town is supportive of native and their landscaping.
Yeah, indigenous, yeah.
For water, for conservation.
Palm trees.
Stop with the palm trees.
Put that in parentheses.
Depends on who you ask. I would be supportive of that, but I don't want to ruffle any fear. You know, that's not a native plant to North Carolina.
No.
Nor is it to South Carolina, even though it's on their flag.
South Carolina. Whatever.
You'll say that down there in South Carolina.
No,
so what happens?
I'll pass.
Our ignorant cousins to the south. We call them in the mountains.
They've got some nice
When beaches. You talk about water and sewer connections, we also have a policy that charges a rather large amount for irrigation.
Mm-hmm. A meter.
Mm-hmm. Does that need to be, is that something we need to talk about?
We can add a policy.
I would say that for conservation, that we changed our fee structures where, you know, if you are a better term than a mini motel, then you pay way more in your water bill than, you know, just a single.
Well, we have a tiered water
system,
and we also have a higher tap fee for irrigation meters than we do a regular household meter.
So I think the comment would be that the town will continue to support tiered system and separate irrigation.
I think that'd be a good way for
conservation measures.
For conservation measures.
Yeah. Yeah, our philosophy has been that the higher the water usage, the more you're going to pay a bigger share.
If we could just get Carolina Beach on board with that, it'd be great.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. There's 22 beach accesses.
Oh. There are 22? Okay. We've got two out there missing somewhere.
We're going to do a
sign
inspection in the morning for the SLAP committee.
Okay.
And, I can forward you
or
a spreadsheet of them. Well, I'll take that with me.
Sure.
And
or however.
I'll find the missing one.
Okay, that would be great.
Missing two, rather.
The map is on the website, too.
Get them a picture of the signs that we use for the with the, all the rules and regulations. That would look good in the plan.
Okay.
We can take a picture of those.
Like the ones at the public beach access.
Mm-hmm.
And then the point is we're trying to make everything on the beach uniform so that mm-hmm. everything matches no matter. And then, of course, we've designated different areas. So if you're on the beach and there's an emergency, you can see I'm at Tower 9.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I'm located for emergency personnel. We'll try to make everything nice and uniform.
Do you have them numbered currently?
Yeah.
Is that something that we should put in the plan?
I don't know if that's
really
helping them.
Okay.
It's going to change. It could. Well, I guess it will change it. You know, talking through the recreation stuff and everything, we don't talk a lot about ADA access to mm-hmm. things. So, is there a place in one of these plans that? Or a policy or a statement that have what day do we follow our transition plan or
and then we have all parking spaces in town that we are supposed to or required to have for handicap parking.
So.
It's on 18 you've got a policy 422 handicapped access. You might want to change handicap to disability or something like that.
Yeah, or follow ADA guidelines or something like that.
ADA access.
I have a question on 17.
Yes, sir.
42H, public access frequency. The town shall provide one neighborhood public access area on average every half mile along the beach. A couple of points. One, don't want shalls in the plan. I mean, that just puts a target on your back if it turns into a claim. Mm-hmm. So, like we did last time, may consider. But more to the point, I don't understand that statement. If we've already got 22 public access, what is there a difference between a neighborhood public access point and a public access point?
So, and this is a great question, Jim. This is in regards to there are certain requirements for parking to be eligible for renourishment funds. And this is basically in line with those requirements. That being said, you know, we can strike it altogether, or we can modify this.
Or could you say the town will continue to follow renourishment guidelines?
Mm-hmm. Army Corps guidelines for
one good thing. We're not going to be adding any access points.
Yeah. And that's what threw me, because I figured we were accessed out, built out. So yeah, if you could soften and maybe reword 42H. On 42J, I would add residents as well as the visitors. Now, and look, 42J is tricky. Tricky for three different reasons. As you probably know, there's a lot of blowback on paid parking. The mayoral candidate, or the mayoral candidate for Wrightsville Beach, filed a massive lawsuit and did nothing with it. Mm-hmm. NCAC is actively considering text amendments about how user fees or revenue are utilized. And we take the position, along with the other county coastal towns, that we're exempt from those particular limitations based on local acts.
Yes, for New Hanover County.
So I really thought a lot about 42J, and I'm not quite sure. I don't think I would leave it as it is, because I think being exempt, we use that revenue for any and everything.
Right.
While maintaining the accesses, gravel, bumpers, make sure the access is in proper condition.
Yeah, we do that as well.
Trash cans, recycling, everything is taken care of at the accesses.
This sentence, the way it's currently read, is more in line with the limitations that we think we're exempt from.
Right.
And I don't want to get in that box.
Sure.
So, well,
And paid parking could be something we decide to do away with. I mean, I don't see that, but it could be if you had the right. If you had the right three votes, it could be.
Mm, that's true. That's
two. So, do we want that policy in the land use plan?
We could just take it out entirely, couldn't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, stripping it out's not a bad idea.
I think that might be the best thing.
Sounds good to me.
We don't like controversy. Or the hint of it.
All right, so go over on 18 and where you've got handicap access again. Let's work it in with ADA compliance or whatever in that.
ADA access, and the town does have an ADA
transition plan.
Transition plan, okay. And so really,
which I think you ought to mention that.
It should coincide. The improvement should coincide with the ADA transition plan.
And we can send you a copy of that transition plan if you want it. I don't know if you need it.
Sure.
And John, are we okay with 42N dune walkovers?
Oh, I wasn't sorry.
I'm sorry. The town encourages the construction of individual dune walkover structures at every private access point to prevent disturbance of the dunes?
Yes.
Okay. There is that reference at the bottom, 42U1, once next to the second section coming up from the bottom. So we do have a Parks and Recreation Master Plan admin. Do we know?
I'm not aware of it.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Then I think it's just could say be. Develop.
It could be one UNCW developed for or something.
That's what, for some reason, I thought.
Yeah, I thought that. For some reason, I've got it in my head that there had been one that needed to be done, because you need one to get
a part of grant. You have to have one to get a part of grant. You have to have a site master plan.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know.
We'll confirm and
with Nikki now.
Yeah, we can check with Nikki.
You know. Check with Nikki, because I'd like to look at it too. I'd like to see who did it.
Yeah, I'll check with her.
And how long ago?
You're supposed to do them every 5 years or something like that to get your points on the grants. You just can't have one been sitting on the shelf for 50 years.
Right.
You spend a lot of money to get a little, to get a few points on the grant. So sometimes you have to, weigh the differences.
I thought it was a good chapter. I enjoyed learning everything that I learned reading it.
Good. Any other questions about chapter 4? Okay. All right. We've got all that cataloged. Okay, great. So the next chapter, we'll hand out chapter 5 and 6 to everyone. This section discusses the existing land use patterns. Basically, that's what you've got on the ground today in terms of development. What is developed? What is developed as single family, duplex, etc., or vacant tracts? Then we have a discussion about build out analysis, and then your future land use, which lays out the ideal land use patterns for the town, much of which are reflecting what is currently in place and your current zoning, with a couple of key modifications. And then chapter 6, this is a chapter that is required for compliance with CAMA regulations. This is basically, all it is it lays out the existing development management rules and regulations of the town, that the town has a subdivision ordinance and a zoning ordinance and stormwater. And then also there's an action plan and implementation schedule, which the Division of Coastal Management refers to as their implementation matrix. And that is all of the recommended actions consolidated into one place. So don't take too much stock in chapter 6, but certainly read over it to your heart's content. We're required to identify timelines for implementation of recommendations, which is frankly impossible. So we sort of throw darts at our best guess.
And it's not implementation of land development regulations, it's implementation of the land use plan recommendations?
Yes, anywhere where there's a recommended action. So, for example, this one, recreational opportunities, consider engaging in process to develop. We'll have a fiscal year by it, and we'll have a responsible department. The town may never do it, but we have to identify a year.
One other question. Consistency statements track the goals and policies.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go to the existing one. I mean, it's carved out, and that's what I use.
Sure.
Where are they in our chapters? Is it chapter 5 that I would find those equivalents?
All of the goals and policies?
That I would use, for example, in drafting a consistency statement.
We can give you a You mean just
Somebody wants. Somebody wants to read. I've got consistency statement templates.
Okay.
I also have in the computer that section of the current land use plan.
With all of them.
Where the goals and the policies are set forth in a summarized fashion.
Got it.
And therefore, I could say yep. the governing board denied this rezoning yep. based on this section, this part, yada, sure. yada, yada. And in the current land use plan, it's at the end of yep. the plan. So your chapter six is throwing me. What I'm referring to, is it going to be in five?
Well,
the goals and policies?
In the document itself, they're at the end of each respective chapter, but we're also required to have an executive summary that will have.
Yeah, that's where it is.
All we haven't prepared it yet because we haven't done the whole document.
Where does the executive summary fit in?
Usually it's an appendice or it's a
that's
separate
it.
Document.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so you'll be able to, it's not new material, it's just material from the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was referring to, thanks.
Let's see. So this is the future land use map. And I don't expect you to digest this, here just looking at it. But we wanted to point out a couple of things. There are two... That your future land use map is based on your existing land use patterns, what you've got on the ground, and your zoning primarily. And then third, based on our understanding of the desires of the town, kind of what you all want to see moving forward, which is in large part what you've got today. There are two isolated areas that are currently zoned for commercial use that have been built out as residential development. Those have been identified as such. And there's, one or two areas that are zoned for higher density residential than they have been built as. And in those locations, we have identified them more closely aligning with what is on the ground. And then the town center district is essentially the B1 district, which coincides also with the historic district overlay.
We call it a preservation.
Correct.
What is low density residential?
What color are you looking at? Light yellow?
That was yellow.
I know. Almost white. What is the definition of low density residential?
Yes, one chapter.
Here. Yeah, so it's all defined in the chapter. So it's defined based off of the
zoning,
the
primarily.
Zoning and what the envisioned uses of.
Do we have a low density residential zoning district?
Just meaning.
I don't think so.
It's not called low density residential, but it's essentially a low density.
Can the government use
it? Well, the reason I was asking is the map's wrong. That's why I was asking.
The zoning map or this map?
In what respect?
Your color coding doesn't match what the actual zoning is in a couple of areas.
Right. And that's what the, for example, where you've got a couple areas where there's higher density.
The townhomes?
So for instance, where you see 6th and 7th right there, and it's colored as high density, mm-hmm. that's all single family only. District there.
And in the zoning district?
Uh-huh. That's all right, one.
Well, that's an oversight. That's something that we need to fix.
And I don't see our water sewer treatment plant on there either. It's for governmental use.
Can the governmental use be split between the town and the feds?
Yeah. Sure. The Army? We've got a,
Air Force
a description of the government use that encompasses that as well.
Okay.
But this is a good thing.
So I could just see somebody saying, how does Curry Beach have all that property on the south end of town? Yeah, that's the Air Force base, if they don't know what they're looking at.
Right.
And I tell you, that's the old sonar station, the small thing off of Davis, right?
See it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's still active? Okay.
down in the left hand, the southern end, where the rectangular, are those parcels all light yellow, or are some of them just not colored at all? Like the ones that go around the 421 icon, are they colored or white?
That's
Ocean Dune.
Those are low density residential.
So they're that light color.
Yes, sir.
Light yellow.
The majority of the town, well, a good portion of the town is low density residential, medium density residential, and then pockets of. It's not quite, you know, it's not high density residential in the sense of, you know, City of Wilmington or Carolina Beach, but it is a tier.
Well, we kicked that out when we went to the 35-foot height limit primarily.
And Wes, where are the big blue square in the middle, that's Town Hall and the Fire Department, what are the, going down the line, the other two governmental uses?
Water towers, the Public Works, and then the sonar station.
Wells.
Okay. And then the Air Force Base is the big one. Fort Fisher Air Force Base.
He didn't capture all of them. I don't know how necessary that is. But.
There's a couple isolated other ones that we can add, certainly.
It's like our lift stations.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, our lift stations aren't on there. But see, not all of our well sites are owned by the town. Some of them are owned by some HOAs, so we don't.
So government uses.
Well, we still have an easement for that.
We'd have an easement for it, yeah. No.
Well, should we hand this chapter out?
Yes.
Okay. As with anything, this is all very much draft. In particular, we're going to double check. We've been using this zoning map, and one of the things that we need to do for you all, John, you guys, this is what you use. We need to get you guys an appropriate zoning map too, which I think is part of the reason why.
We started the update, and then we decided we'd wait for the land use plan was completed.
Right.
So we'll try to get you a.
We were going to change the name of a road.
I know you know where everything is.
Yeah.
But I'm on
one down here.
Sure.
So, and we should be able to do that.
Oh, I'll take it.
Thank you.
So you just handed out what, five?
Five and six.
Five and six, okay.
And then so, we can go to the next. So,
maybe late January?
Yes, sir.
Everybody didn't get over the holidays.
Yeah, we agree on a date.
Typically, I think we have the 11th. That's when this meeting standing committee is, and obviously we can push it back.
Yeah, we have it scheduled for the 11th.
But, moving it back is certainly up to you all.
We're fine with the 11th. Joseph, do you want to move it back for the 11th?
It just depends on kind of the will of everybody. As the people traveling, anything for holidays? Time to recover from the holidays, the 18th better.
I will have a conflict on the 18th, unfortunately.
Doesn't matter to me.
After the 12th, I don't have anything other than the council meeting on the 24th, so.
There.
Nineteenth is fine.
19th works for me. It works for everybody else.
Everybody
Wednesday.
Get over the ninth, over the holiday, and read it without trying to
it's
read it
Wednesday.
While family's in town or you're celebrating.
What was that date?
19th.
They're good for everybody.
Okay with you guys?
Yep, 19's good for me.
The Tonys. Episode of The Sopranos, the two Tonys.
Don't always believe that either.
Yeah, that's
I'm dealing with that right now.
Yeah.
And not only my eyes get fixed.
Yeah, that's what's creepy.
The text, the
good of that.
Don't remember what I told
don't
you.
Don't ever believe
I
that.
I spoke to
him. Yeah.
Wes, y'all have made this pretty painless.
Mm-hmm. And a good job.
And definitely, we appreciate it.
Sure. Well, we appreciate you all.
Well, you should, because we're pretty cool.
you are. I won't name names of other communities where we go down some rabbit holes and leave you a little questioning.
We are so thankful you're doing this time for us, without a doubt.